This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
It's the corner where the troops at.
Is this the passing of the torch, right? Is this what this signifies?
It comes down to that front office and what they feel is most important.
The champ is here. We've touched down from a higher plane. Why you made it here?
We always look forward to that week because it was always intense.
You know that we ain't coming back. We got to.
The man, the myth, the legend, Dante Hall. My favorite player growing up was Dante Hall. I love you guys in the show, but Dante was my guy.
Get to dashing because you're done on the war feet.
This episode of Chief Concerns is brought to you by BetOnline.ag. Marcus Dash here, and ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you, this is the best time of the year. Our Chiefs may not be playing right now, but you got NHL playoffs, NBA playoffs, even though my Sixers are unfortunately out, but still a lot of stuff to be bet on. BetOnline is your number one source for all your summer sports this season, from MLB, golf, NBA, and NHL playoffs. All the latest stats, news, and scores are available to follow your favorite teams. Get the latest odds, lines, including the latest team matchups, player props, and odds on just about every sport out there. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to get in on the action. Remember, bet online where the game starts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Monday Morning Tight End on your Monday evening. I'm Marcus Dash here with legendary Chiefs tight end Jason, my man, Dunn, JD. How we doing, brother?
What is up? What's going on, brother? How you doing?
I'm doing good. How was your Father's Day? And also, I want to wish everybody in the chat a happy Father's Day. Any of our dads out there, stepdads, father figures, I just want to wish you guys a happy Father's Day. JD, how was your day? I know you and I talked a little bit yesterday. You had something going on?
Man, I tell you what, man. It was an absolutely glorious Father's Day. Just from all the Father Day wishes. Telling me, I mean, my phone was blowing up. I appreciate the message, like always. And I tell you what, man, I went and got me some nice French toast for brunch, okay? And also, too, I went to, my restaurant that I love going to, right? It's First Watch, and the French toast there is exquisite. And then of course when I got home, my kids came here and we had dinner. We had good conversation. We watched the House of Dragons, the second season, first episode of that. I don't know if anybody on here is Game of Thrones fans or House of Dragon fans, but we did see that. man, it was a beautiful day. It was a beautiful day. And I just, you know what I did? The majority of people, and I think because some of my, I kind of hit majority of people that I, that text me, I hit them back with a video message. You know, I just, to me, man, that was very important for people just to think about you and say, happy Father's Day. And for everybody out here, you're a father, happy belated Father's Day to you as well. Everybody's presence is, you know, when you get the influence as a father, like you said, as a father figure, as a coach, as a mentor, or something of that nature, it can't go unnoticed. And Marcus, you know, also to you for, you know, your nephew, I know you support him heavily, you know, and I know he looks up to you, man. I know he looks up to you. So, happy Father's Day to you as well. But yeah, man, I enjoyed it. Absolutely enjoyed it. So.
Now, the House of Dragons show, I haven't gotten into that. I was a huge Game of Thrones fan, but that's the prequel to Game of Thrones?
Prequel to Game of Thrones. Yeah, I think it says, if I'm not mistaken, somewhere like 200-something years before the Game of Thrones. Okay. You know, that saga when it starts telling the story. You know, the Starks, you know, Ned Stark and all of those. And, you know, but it's very interesting. And the first episode did not disappoint whatsoever. And so if you haven't had a chance, man, go check it out. Yeah. So the whole, Game of Thrones, House of Dragons. Man, it amazing, amazing show. So yeah.
Y'all definitely get into it.
So Vegas Chiefs Kingdom. What's up, everybody? Hold on. Hey, what's going on? Everybody in the chat, how y'all doing? I'm sitting over here in this kind of conversation and the chat's just running. Vegas Chiefs Kingdom. What's up, my guy? I love Game of Thrones. One of the big House of Dragon fans so far. Okay, give it some time. Okay, the first couple of episodes is a little slow, kind of getting into it, but trust me, you'll be glad that you did. All right, good to see Maria, Andrea, Wendy. About time, Gabriel, Dara. I'm the Brown. What's up, my brother? Good to see you, Ghost Hunter 1974. Welcome, Lacey Snake, Haruma Biff, my guy, Aloha. Traveling man, who else we got in here, man? Just everybody. Stu Thompson, Rob Miller, Rob, man, appreciate it, my brother. You know, for the nice little thing you showed of love to us. Appreciate you so much, brother. I'm trying to say who else we got in here. You know, for tonight. So that's the ones I see out here right now, man. But other than that, man, it's good to see John Clifford. Hey, what's going on? How you doing from the Colorados, right? I know. I see you from the Rockies. Here we go, man. This is going to be a good episode tonight. You know, kind of talking about right the Broncos. I think it's the last team they're talking about in the AFC for us, for our division, the Broncos and
the Donkeys.
The Donkeys. So yeah, it should be a good time. We got some things to talk about though. Some things going on.
Yeah, the chat, they've already kind of talked about it a little bit, but what did you make? So obviously the rings, sexy, they look amazing. But what did you make of the typo in the ring, JD? So they had the Dolphins as a seventh seed in the ring, but they were actually the sixth seed, and I think the rings cost about $40,000 for each ring. So I guess the question is, are they going to go back? I mean, that's to go back and do that over again, are they going to kind of fix the ring? I mean, I feel like that's just like.
Man, I don't, you know, can you make minor adjustments? Sure. Is that one of those things, snafus, that you like, look, okay, we get it. We understand. Y'all still got beat. Doesn't matter if you was a sixth or seventh seed, regardless of it. Okay. And I understand that, you know, you want to be as correct as you possibly can. With history. So I don't know what you do, man. It's going to cost some money, but I'm sure that they're covered, right, by the insurance and whatnot. So, hey, look, you spend a lot of money for these things, and this is what it's all about, man. You make a problem with that, shoot, then you got to take care of it. You got to take care of it. What do you think?
Yeah, I feel like you're right about it. If it was something that was a 6-7 seed, if it was something more like, let's say, the Super Bowl score, if they had the Super Bowl score wrong, then I would say, yeah, I would change it. But with six, seven seed, I mean, I don't know. I feel like it's kind of a kind of meaningless to go back and change that. I mean, we all know what who the seeding was. And quite frankly, I think someone said it in the chat. It actually makes the ring even more memorable. There was a wrong little thing on there. Because if you go back and you look at, you know, movies that come out and they have like something wrong on like the covers of them when they print them, jerseys that are marked up wrong or football cards that have have markings on them, they're imperfect, but sure. Actually makes them more expensive and rare. Mm-hmm. I think that kind of adds to the allure of this ring of having a typo in there.
I mean, these are rare rings anyway. There's only a certain amount of people to have these rings.
That's true. And
so with this, obviously, I see what you're saying. And like I said, man, look, it's snafu. Doesn't matter what seed you were. Sure, we'll deal with it. But somebody come in like, well, you know, we got to make sure we have history correct. We have to. The facts have to be straight. So your question is, what else are you going to question about? So different things. Yeah, I mean, so I don't know. I'm sure there will be some type of reconciliation with this thing, right? So, have you heard anything about the companies? Anything say anything about that?
I haven't seen anything. I don't know. I feel like whoever was the one making these rings, oof, that's no good. I mean, I don't know who made the rings or whatnot, but. I'll tell you what, Clark might get his money back though. He might get a little discount. Maybe they can put that into facilities.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if that still happened. You want these guys to still keep winning Super Bowls, and you know maybe the lack of comfort. No, I'm just saying that. They're comfortable. They have a very nice facility for the guys to come in and get some work done. You know, I have no idea. I don't know. Clark would be like, hey, you know what? Listen, we got another one coming. You know, we're not going to use you next year because we have another ring coming, soon. So,
yeah. Yeah. When I saw that story, I was like, oh, man. Like, I mean, they could potentially get their money back. Or the next time they do it, the company does it for free for the next year's Super Bowl. I don't know.
free? Well, all right. Yeah. Yeah. Well,
big mistake like that. That's,
Good. Yeah, yeah. And they might give you a discount. Dallas Jokers do it for free, though. You know, it'd be great.
That's a good point for about time. But if the approval was on Chief's side, don't it fall on the team and not the ringmaker? That's true. Yeah. They probably get like the pictures and stuff of beforehand. They probably make a prototype ring and they probably show it to someone. Someone's got to sign off on it.
Right, but who's not doing? You know, check to make sure these things are correct. You know, somebody, even if the ringmaker got it from the Chiefs, the ringmaker has every avenue to get the same exact information that the Chiefs have.
It's true.
Right? And so if I'm the ringmaker, I'm like, hey, man, look, I don't know who sent this to me from the Chiefs. We got to make sure we're good on our end too, right?
Yeah.
You know, sucker could just send it in, be like, hey, man, you know, take it. Nah, you don't want to do that. Especially something that expensive, that these things do happen, right? So
it's true.
Checks and balances, brother. Checks and balances.
Yep.
Yeah, somebody had to approve. She said, Lacey Snake said, someone had to approve the final for sure. Somebody had to.
100%.
Yeah.
Especially something as big as this, big money was into this. Yeah, there's definitely a lot of people looking at this thing. So it probably falls on a lot of people, not just one person. And so before we get into – we got a question here from Rob Miller. Before we get into the Denver Broncos and Rob Miller, tonight is game 5 of the NBA Finals. JD, Boston Celtics could potentially put this one away. Do you have Dallas? Do you have Mahomes? Is Dallas Mavericks pulling this one out and extending the series a little bit longer?
You know what? I was talking about this last night, and I said, man, there's a whole lot of money in this. So he may try to draw it out, you know. Get one or two out of them, but I do kind of see it that Boston, man, them Jokers are something else, man. They are. They are. This is their year, I do believe. Man, they are. They are. Play wonderful together. You know, that's the thing about it, like team ball and what they've shown. So we'll have to see, man. We'll have to see. You a big Dallas fan? Who you got your money on? You think this is it?
I think Dallas wins tonight. I think we at least get six games out of the series.
Okay,
The way they smacked them down on Friday, I feel like that's some kind of confidence boost going into this game tonight. Because if Kyrie snaps out of his funk that he has in Boston, I think they'll have a shot tonight.
I seen somebody. It was a meme with how Kyrie's been looking the past few couple games. Yeah, what it was, but it was so funny. I remember I just died laughing. I can't remember what it was now, but I'm just like, oh my gosh, that is true. So.
Yeah, I don't think since he's left Boston, I don't think he's won a game at Boston.
Well, didn't he step on the logo?
You know? Oh, yeah, he put his shoes on the logo. Yeah,
like, yeah,
he scuffed it.
Speaking of the logo, man, Jerry West passed away. Man, God rest his soul. Yeah. Iconic guy, you know, the logo. That's the logo right there, man. Hard to hear.
Yep.
So, all right. Seen a lot of those guys, Marcus, just like passing away, man.
I know. You know,
Bill Walton, man, Big Red, rest in peace for him. And a lot of these guys we've seen growing up, and man, it's hard to hear.
A lot of legends.
Yes, it is. Yeah. Just a reminder, man, check and love your family members and everybody that you know. I had a speaking for him this past weekend on Saturday. And actually, I was saying the same thing. Like, you know, we're all here at this time of existence. We got to love each other while we love each other, right? And we'll show a little bit of love, you know, to the Broncos, okay? Even though we're going to go ahead and run through them, you know, a couple games of this year, still going to show them love. You're a big Chargers fan
last week. A lot of the Chargers fans are big fans of what you had to say about the Harbaugh and those guys.
Yeah, man, they was all over you though. I was like, golly, come on, back up off Marcus. You know, but you know, I tell you what, I don't co-sign with the one guy I was sitting there saying, oh, we're gonna be like 14-3, and I'm like,
this episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Oh, come on, man. You're delusional. Don't do that. Okay? But I get you. You know, you got to rah-rah your team on. That's what's going to happen. I get that. But you got...
There were some objective fans, but yeah, there was a lot that like said that Keenan Allen didn't do anything until Justin Herbert got there, which is he had three Pro Bowls before Justin Herbert got there. Austin Eckler wasn't good because he didn't have 1,000 yards rushing.
It's crazy. I seen that one. I was just like, what are you talking about? Okay. But you know, he just all-purpose yards. We understand what he's done. Like, come on. But see, that's you know, when people do that, start justifying and validating certain stats and numbers, I'm like, man, you ain't looking at the totality of things. It can't stand it.
Yeah, it's silly. And I'll say, we experience that sometimes with Chief fans. Sometimes Chief fans have their blinders on for certain things. And, you know, we keep it real on the show, but right. We keep it real 100%. And then you have people coming on there saying, you know, like, Harbaugh's going to take over. We didn't need Keenan Allen. We didn't need Austin Eckler. I was like, well, your skill players are taking a big-time hit. And that's why, I mean, I kept saying – my whole thing is the unknown about the offense. I'm not knocking Ladd McConkey. I like Ladd McConkey coming out, but there's an unknown there. He very well could not pan out, but we don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. Come on now. Like, just be real here. You got a very young wide receiver core. So you're going to have issues and problems.
Yeah.
Pure and simple. That's how it works. But
so, JD, before we get into talking about the Donkeys, Rob Miller asked a question that we already talked about. So, you think the rings will be fixed? You don't think so, JD? You know, the rings will be fixed in the end?
Oh, man. I do. I think they will be fixed. all guys had to do was just bring it in. Like, hey, look, bring your ring in. We're going to take care of it. We're going to get it back to you as soon as possible. It's almost like you didn't, you know, you wouldn't even miss them. So, and professional, like you said, as much money goes into this, they will have that thing fixed for sure.
100%. And appreciate you again, Rob, for the contribution to the channel, buddy.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Rob. Appreciate you.
All right. So now we're going to get to the final episode of our AFC West review for the 2024 season. Let's do it, JD. All righty. So we'll begin tonight talking about the 2023 Denver Broncos. So the final team we'll be talking about in our division is the Denver Broncos. Sean Payton led, JD's boy Sean Payton, Denver Broncos. So last year, record of 8-9, they went 3-3 in the division. They had one of the wins against us. Head-to-head with Kansas City, week 6, we beat them 19-8. I was looking at that, I was like, what, 19-8? Man, what a weird score for a game, 19-8. And I remember that was a very ugly game for us.
It was. Horrible.
I think we were like a 10.5 point favorite that game. Marginally covered that one. And then week 8, that's when the Broncos kind of spanked us a little bit, 24-9. That's kind of where I was a little bit scared when that game happened, when Denver finally beat us, breaking that long streak of us kind of dominating them for the last few years. That's when I kind of wavered, JD. I got concerned. I got big time concerns right then and there. And then obviously, fast forward to the Raiders game. That's when I was like, you know what? Maybe this isn't the year for us. And, of course, eating my words all the way to getting another ring. But, yeah. Jay, what did you make? So, obviously, we'll get into their losses and their additions, because this is going to be a pretty different Denver Broncos team from top to bottom. It's going very young. It's kind of a pretty much rebuild for them and trying to, like, you know, start a new foundation there with Sean Payton's guys. What did you make of Denver last year?
You know what? I actually thought they were going to be a lot better than what they were with Sean Payton coming over. Apparently, I guess the relationship between him and Russell were strained, okay? And they had to move on from Russ. My thing is, I thought Russell toward the end of the year was starting to do a lot better. I really did. And then the whole blow up on the sideline happened. You know, these look terrible. And it just seemed like it just went downhill from that point. It was like, okay, then what are you going to do? You throwing the season away? At this point, they looked like they had a chance to actually make the playoffs, you know? So I just thought they played much better. And then all of a sudden the dip went off when the controversy started, and how can he win like that? But man, we knew it was going to come to this, just for the simple fact we kept hearing all the grumblings over there as far as like how Russell Wilson was being treated compared to everybody else on the team. Sometimes the thought process of what you've seen on the sidelines, I've seen wide receivers react, seen the defensive players react. The game, I was talking to somebody about the when they got beat by Miami. It's like, how does that – because somebody used that as a part of the conspiracy theory that the NFL game is rigged. It's all scripted. And somebody's like, man, look at this. It had to be scripted. How are you going to beat a team, you know, 70, whatever the score was? I said, you know what? I said, did you watch the game? He was like, well, yeah, I did. I said, man, if you go back, okay, and you check it out, you can see why they lost by that many points. I didn't think they was going to, you know, be that get beat like that either. But whatever bad could happen to them, shoot, it happened. Like, they were missing tackles. Guys were just terrible. That was, like, when I'm telling you, like, piss poor tackling, it might have been one of the worst tackling games I've ever seen. And it wasn't like guys were just giving up. They were just getting beat. It was just outmatched. It could have been, you know, the whole deal, you know, just playing Miami and down there and the speed that they had to see, humidity, whatever could have been that could have affected these guys. But they got their butts handed to them. Absolutely crazy. Absolutely crazy. But when you go and dissect the video, you see why. So that's what I think right now for what they had. I think they had up and down. I thought they were going to be much better with Sean, but didn't quite happen, man. They had to get some people out of there. So,
yeah, and Payton strikes me as the kind of guy, like, he wants to have his guy. I mean, because Russell was traded for the year prior, before Payton even got there. So, you know, he goes in there, you know, thinking he probably could fix Russell Wilson. And obviously, it was pretty early on they learned there was not going to be a happy marriage between the two of them. I think they kind of knew that right out the gate. I think right away, Sean Payton got rid of his Russell Wilson's parking spot in the front of the front of the building. So right then and there, I was like, okay, this is not going to work.
Right.
But yeah, that Dolphins Broncos game, Devon Achane had an amazing, like, I think that was like his breakout game. 18 carries, 203 yards, 2 rushing touchdowns, and then he had 4 catches, 30 yards, 2 touchdowns receiving.
Yeah.
And then I think Mostert, 82 yards rushing, 3 touchdowns. And then 7 catches, 60 yards, 1 touchdown receiving. Tyreek, 9 catches, 157 yards, 1 touchdown. I mean, that's pathetic.
Yeah, well, you know, when Archane was doing it, when they got it like fourth quarter, it wasn't like there was any running anything exotic. They just was handing the ball off, and he was just missing tackles. The guy's like, man, what am I supposed to do? Am I just supposed to sit here and not score? What's the problem? And so it was abysmal. When I tell you bad football, that was, man, you need to take that, save that film about what you should not do. Should never do that in NFL and look this way. You shouldn't. A game like that, get guys fired. That's what happens. That's what happens. And so I think it made him question, you know, if Payton was a fit, if this thing is ever going to be fixed. But then, look, they made some moves. We understand it in the draft. We understand. That may just be the thing. Like you said, Sean is a guy, without a doubt, that needs his people around him. You know, when I looked at the staff, I see who's on the staff. These are the guys Sean likes. He does. And so some of these guys, because I know him, been with him since his entire career, pretty much. So it's going to be interesting. I tell you what, man, like I said, there's some very talented coaches, some very good coaches in our division this year, okay? Young guy, Antonio Pierce, we know Harbaugh has a history. He's a winner. He demands to win, and he got Sean Payton, okay? Former Super Bowl champion coaching the Denver Broncos this year. So I don't know how people's going to feel about this, but I'm going to make my assessment and tell you how I feel. So
yeah, I can't wait to hear your, because I know you're a big Sean Payton guy. I can't wait to hear your take on the predictions, because Vegas has him as taking a big hit from this 8-9 record going down and with their predictions this year as they're over under. Mm-hmm. All right, so
look at this right here. So I'm the Brown said that Denver versus Miami game, the temperature was 10 degrees hotter on the visiting sideline. You can just see how those guys wanted to go home. Seriously, it don't look like it was melted. They didn't have no energy whatsoever. And so I remember they had a couple of starters hurt, and the backup, like linebackers and everybody, it looked like the backups was in. Now, looked like the backups to the backups were in. That's what it looked like. So, yeah, man, it's crazy. All right, but go ahead.
Yeah, so we're obviously just to go to the losses. So honestly, look at their team. They don't really have a lot of big time losses. I mean, Justin Simmons, obviously, I think that is the by far the biggest loss for them. And Lloyd Cushenberry, the center there, he was their starting center for them. So he's the only guy their offensive line that's not returning this year. He signed with Tennessee. But yeah, quarterback change is huge. Russell Wilson not there this year. Justin Simmons gone, free agent. I believe he still is a free agent out there, which is wild to me that he hasn't been picked up.
Who's that?
Justin Simmons.
Oh, is he?
I believe he's still.
You know what? Yeah, I think he is too. Yeah, I think you're right.
It's wild to me. And obviously, we talked about this before. The guy hasn't been signed at this point. He's just going to wait till training camp and see when a starting safety gets hurt and he'll help on the squad. And Jerry Jeudy got traded to Cleveland Browns. Solid trade for both sides, I think. Jeudy, it just wasn't working out in Denver. Jeudy gets to go somewhere else and see if he can, kind of revitalize himself in Cleveland with Deshaun Watson and Amari Cooper over there, who Amari Cooper's holding out right now, so he could actually have a shot to be like a legitimate guy over there if Amari Cooper does hold out, which we'll see about that. But JD, looking at the losses here, anything stand out to you when you look at the losses from this Broncos squad?
Stand out? I mean, not really. I mean, all these guys right here, they could do without. And I think, like you said, Peyton, he wanted his team to be his team. And so you got to start with the quarterback position. Russell Wood just wasn't his guy. He just wasn't. And so that was his first move. He was like, look, this needs to happen. First, we were going to be on the hook for the 35, 4 million, whatever it was, 32. And so they had to move on. Justin Simmons, I think somehow some of the defense had played, you know, like you said, where he's at in his career, man, you can let this guy go. Start going young around him. Jerry Jeudy, he had flashes, just never did fit. I'm sure that they were ready for him to go to. He's been forever in, you know, trade talks, it seems like. Every single year, Jerry Judy's like, hey, what about Jerry Jeudy? And teams was like, yeah, I think we're okay. You know, appreciate it. So, but Cleveland got him. And so, like you said, hopefully we'll see what he's going to do. I think he had Jerry Jeudy's got – he's got talent. We know he's got talent. Hey, when him and what's the name start getting into it?
Oh, Steve Smith?
Steve Smith. And you don't back it up, and you know, you're putting yourself, man, in a spot that you don't want to be in. All right. So if you're not producing, what are you going to say? You know, you're going to look like the tail end of a donkey, which kind of did. Right. And so, and he had a couple of decent games, but Steve Smith said, hey, man, you look, don't take it all personal. You know, I'm just trying to help you and motivate you and just, you know, tell you where you are. You might think you're better than what you really are. So yeah, that's it. But everybody else on here, like you said, I think the center, like you said, I'm sure he's good, Cushenberry. But yeah, everybody else, man, they was ready to move on from this, though. So
yeah, I will say one thing about Jeudy. Regardless of not counting, you know, what the criticism he got from Steve Smith, you know how he kind of reacted to it, which I wouldn't say it's the most mature way of reacting to criticism. I would say that. He was on a team at a rough time. You know, sometimes guys get drafted to bad situations with quarterback play that maybe not been the best. You know, Drew Locke, I think he had Trevor Siemian for a little bit, and then Russell Wilson towards in the twilight of Russell Wilson's career. You know, going through multiple offenses every other year, it's tough. I mean, you know, JD, when a guy goes to a team and they have a new forget quarterback, every offensive position, especially skilled guys, a new offense every year, man, that's tough. I mean, it's tough to break through with that.
Yeah. Yeah. No continuity, man. If you don't really don't have anything established.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Doesn't look good. I don't care who you are. I don't care how good you were or, you know, try to put some things together, especially making the money you try to make and somebody you try to justify it. Not to mention all the shenanigans that was going on around the name, how guys were feeling. Shoot, even when Beast Mode came out talking about Russell didn't really talk to him. He had to go through another guy to get his phone number. Like, and I like Russell Wilson. I think Russell Wilson's would seem like a stand-up cat. You know, I always thought that. I always thought he was a great athlete. I thought he was a great quarterback. But it just, is this his demise? I don't think so. But without a doubt, his reputation was tarnished or was hurt with this past year with the Broncos. He just didn't produce, man. He didn't deliver. So, is this going to be the last hurrah for Russell Wilson up in Pittsburgh? We'll just have to see that, right? So, but that's what it was. They just didn't gel. So,
yeah. And hopefully he's a good mentor for Justin Fields. I think Fields has already talked about how, you know, he's been good to him so far. So, as we talked about before, as an older player, it's kind of a duty. Not every player takes on that role, but it's kind of your duty to take the younger guys under your wing and try to bestow your wisdom the best you can. We've seen guys like Ryan Tannehill didn't want to do that in Tennessee, but you see a lot of guys throughout the league who have kind of taken guys under their wings to give them all the knowledge they have.
Yeah. I agree with John Clifford here. It wasn't Russell. It was coach relationship more. I agree with you. I do believe the offense they was trying to run with Russell Wilson when Hackett was there was a horrible one. It made no sense. And I'm looking at the whole scheme of things. It just, I'm like, what are they doing? You got talented receivers around you, tight end too, running backs. And it just didn't seem like it wasn't gelling. So I agree with you. I don't think it was Russell Wilson's fault. Everybody was putting it on him, obviously, because you are the face of the franchise. You're the guy getting paid a whole lot of money. Okay. So everybody's putting all everything's on your shoulders. So with, it's going to come more criticism. So, yeah, no, it was bad coaching out there. No doubt about it. Bad coaching. Like I said, I'm a Russell Wilson fan. He's a very talented quarterback. Any team should love to have a Russell Wilson, really. So that's why it just didn't make any sense to me how him and Peyton didn't gel together, man. I'll say this. I was shocked how everything went down between them two. I was actually a little disappointed Sean acted that way. But, if you want a guy to be your guy and do things and whatnot, and the team is telling you, well, he's not our guy, he don't need to start, then maybe you need to do something extreme, to make a point. So, to me, when they made a decision with Russell Wilson, to me, that was just tanking the season. That's what it seemed like to me. Are you just tanking it at this point? So, I was shocked. I was shocked at the entire thing. I really was.
I believe his touchdown interception ratio is amongst the best he's ever had in his career last year, too.
Russell Wilson?
Yeah.
Yeah, he wasn't bad. That's what I'm saying. He wasn't bad. He had some games. He was solid. So,
Yeah, 26-8 was his touchdown interception ratio last year. 3,070 yards passing. So he wasn't throwing for 300 yards a game by any means, but he was managing it. I mean, 8-9 is not bad for a team that really didn't have a lot of talent on that squad. So, it wasn't bad.
Didn't they have a five-game win streak or something at one point? Was it five? I mean, they had some wins. I know it was strung some things together. I might be wrong, but I thought they did.
Now you might be right about that. Let me see here. Looking real fast. Oh gosh, here. 2023. Okay. They did. They had a 5-1-2-3-4-5. They had a 5-game win streak. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I'm telling you, man, they looked like it was going to be a problem. It's like, oh, okay, here comes the Broncos. Coming back, and then I was nosedive.
We got a Broncos fan here, JD. Russell Wilson was a bum. He climbed out of the pocket. He took 45 sacks. It was on Russell Wilson, not Sean Payton. He's a bum. He's washed.
Oh, come on, Mile High Salute. DB for life? What do you – okay, I get it. I understand y'all upset. Y'all feel like Russell Wilson took you all's money. Okay, came and robbed the entire organization with his mask off. I seen how Shannon was playing. It seemed like everybody who was a Denver fan was talking about Russell Wilson. But for guys on the outside looking in, I'm just looking at the offense. I know offense is what they run. My thing is Russell, when Hackett was there, didn't look so hot. Terrible offensive scheme. Horrible. Sean Payton comes in and says the exact same thing about Hackett. How bad their offense was. He just they didn't get coached. So I get you want to say it 45 sacks, man, but that's there you go. That was O-line. You get no 45 sacks, man. That ain't on Wilson. I watched the games. And so all that went on him, it was some bad guard play, some bad tackle play. You know, that's the timing. That's guys getting open. That's part of the scheme. And so part of the scheme is, you know, your blocking assignment. It all ties into it. You know, hot reads, all those different routes. Terrible. You know, so.
I'll tell you what, Pittsburgh, I mean, they got in last year with Mason, a combination of Kenny Pickett and Mason Rudolph. If Russell Wilson plays similar to what he played last year,
yeah,
they have a shot at making the playoffs again. I mean, Pittsburgh and Russell Wilson, I think they have a shot, a real shot at making the playoffs again with Wilson in that Steelers team. So, they can talk Russell Wilson all they want to, but Wilson can be going to the playoffs in Pittsburgh next year.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Somebody said it's the Russell's better last year than his first year there. He was definitely a lot better. I think Mal Thompson says, I think Russell's biggest downfall is lack of leadership skills. Seemed to put himself above team instead of team apart.
Yeah.
Okay. They say that. I don't know. That's the first time when I was hearing it. And they were saying if it's manufactured leadership, I think Russell is a good leader. Maybe he rubs guys the wrong way because they say he's corny. You know, he's not, you know, your typical guy because he's kind of, you know, vanilla with everything.
But JD, as far as leadership, a quarterback's supposed to be your leader, right? If you had to go through someone, I mean, could you even imagine having to go through someone to get to Trent Green to talk to him about something? If you guys want to talk game plan, hang out, anything? Did you imagine going through his media guy to talk to him, to send him a memo or about something? It may be ridiculous.
Yeah, I have no idea. But you know what though? I know me. I know the very next day that I had to go through somebody else to go talk, I would have went right up to him like, what's this all about? I got to go through your media guy to talk to you? So I don't know if Marshawn Lynch didn't blast him out then, because that's what you're supposed to do. Don't come in here, like I said, floating in a locker room, acting all lofty. Like, part of that is on the guys to make sure, like, hey, man, you ain't separate from the locker room. You know better than everybody else. And to be honest with you, I would think that Marshawn would be the guy to say that to him.
True. I bet he did.
Huh?
I could imagine he probably did say something to him. He probably checked him in the locker room, maybe.
I could have. I don't know. He never said that, because if you did, he was like, man, I went up to him and said, man, what's this all about? But he never had a conversation. He was like, man, I was kind of like, okay, this is how we rocking. I just let him know. So sometimes, man, you know, the dynamics in the locker room can be crazy. It really can. You know, he's got a girlfriend, you know, Sierra, who's very accomplished in her own right. And, you know, things, sometimes the media brings things out in a particular way. I don't know. But like I said, I'm a Russell Wilson fan, like you are a Baker Mayfield fan. Let me put it that way. Okay, Marcus. All right. I know you're going to stand on the table for your guy. Like Russell Wilson, I stand on the table for him. I just, you know, I get it. He's not your everybody's, you know, cup of tea.
I never had a real issue with Russ. I mean, I honestly don't. He's one of those guys I don't root against him. Obviously, I was rooting against him when he was in Denver. But as far as – I think the one thing that kind of stood out to me was that Marshawn Lynch and a few other guys said it was impossible to even talk to him. You had to go through other people to get to him. And then I think it was Seattle's first game. Because remember they played Denver in that first game?
Yeah.
It was the way Tyler Lockett, Metcalf, and all those guys that went to the podium after the game kind of like throwing subtle jabs at him and stuff about how like it's collective, it's a team unit, it's like it's what we do. There was a lot of weird like shots that were taken to Russ, it seemed like, throughout that first season from Seattle's point of view, which was like, you know, maybe there's more to it. Maybe that's why at the end it was like it was time for Russ to leave Seattle to go elsewhere, because it just kind of maybe got too toxic in that locker room. I don't know, but it just seemed like that.
And look, they only know. I'm a guy outside looking in.
Mm-hmm.
So I've heard some things. But, you know, part of it was like that whole like, hey, man, he's just not everybody's cup of tea. You know, and maybe some guys are just socially awkward, you know, where you think that he's putting on a show and whatnot, and he could have been. I don't know. You know, if we're going to Mile High says, and then he got benched because of his poor play, all he wanted to do was cry out like a little. It wasn't his poor play. It wasn't. I think when he fussed about it, I think he had every right. You know, I think he had a very valid argument with that. But I seem, I think at that point, they've already made a decision they was going to move on from us. So I get it. Look, man, I like Sean Payton. You know, that's my guy. I like him. He was a quarterback coach when I was up in Philly with him. So I've known Sean for a long time. So I know he's good people, he's a great motivator. He understands his stuff. He's a great developer, quarterback, and men. And so he's got some edge to him. He was a former quarterback. So he has certain demands on what he wants. So he's going to move on. I mean, you come there as with your cachet, you're going to have every right to get guys in you know, that you want. So that I'm sure that was when they brought him in. Hey, I'm going to make this certain. This is what's going to happen, okay? Make it known. This is going to be my team. This is my organization. So John was all about it.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. I know you're a big Sean Payton guy, so it tells a lot that, you know, that you're still sticking up for Russ, and then, you know, you have a personal relationship with Sean back in the day. So the fact that, you know, you still stick up for Russ, man, that tells you a good amount right there.
Yeah. Yeah. As a matter of fact, when I left the Chiefs, Sean had called me to come and play down there with the New Orleans with the Saints. Yeah. Yeah. You know, and it was nice conversation. And, you know, at that moment, shoot, I was good. Matter of fact, when the Saints played Atlanta, when I had retired, I came down and broke down the linebackers with Joe Vitt. You know, JV, man, coached for the Chiefs. You know, he coached in Philly when I was in Philly. Me and JV go back a long way. I'm talking about Sean and JV. He's one of the guys. But when you talk about a solid of people, JV, and man, and Sean are those guys. But I came down, broke the linebackers down. You know, JV with his real East Coast voice. Yo, this is JD. I want everybody know who JD is. All right, he's one of the baddest out here. JD, come here, show you young guys how to do it. Come down and break it down for him. And I did, man. I enjoyed it. So, man, that was. I know those guys. And it was kind of shocking to have so many things, yo, man. But it is a business. This is what's going to happen. So if they hear all these different things, Marcus, of a guy that looks squeaky clean, and maybe that's part of the problem, man. Some guys that look too squeaky, like you look too clean, right? So I don't know if it all was a play. You know, that's what he's doing. So,
All right. So now we're going to do the addition. So obviously a lot more additions than they had guys who have left the building. But so wide receiver Josh Reynolds, who the Chiefs were interested in at the beginning of free agency. A wide receiver Lil Jordan Humphrey, who came from New Orleans. Safety Brand Jones from the Dolphins. D-tackle Malcolm Roach. Inside linebacker Andre Smith. Center. A lot of these guys are just more depth pieces. But you go back down to the bottom here, you got Bo Nix, quarterback. And then Troy Franklin, who was the receiver with Bo Nix at Oregon. So you got the Oregon Broncos or Denver Ducks. So we want to go. Denver Ducks sounds better, actually. Yeah, the Denver Ducks coming to play this year. So Bo Nix, and obviously they're going to be – it's Bo Nix and Zach Wilson are going to be battling out for the QB1 spot in Denver. I probably think they'll give it to Bo Nix, although Zach Wilson was taking some first-team reps during OTAs.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
I'd love Zach Wilson to be the starting quarterback against us when we play them.
Well, yeah, of course. Yeah. Anybody would.
Yeah. So, JD, when you see some of these additions, anything that stands out to you, obviously, it's a very young team they're going to be having this year. It's a kind of a rebuild, kind of regrouping year for Denver.
Yeah. But I think, like you were right, just depth pieces. And so, you could weave some guys together, man, with this, with, you know, having depth, because as a collective, that's what you want to be able to win. And I think maybe previous years it was all about the individual, right? Talking about Russell Wilson, Jerry Jeudy was another guy. Simmons. So you could talk about guys maybe like, look, we need to get rid of this mindset here. Okay. Nobody's getting their own offense. Nobody's getting their own parking space up front. It's going to be a team-oriented thing. Everybody's going to rely on everybody. Okay. And I, like I said, from knowing these guys, knowing some of their coaching staff, I know it's what they're going to be looking for. The thing is, Bo Nix is a very talented quarterback. If he doesn't beat out Wilson, then I don't know what to tell you. What's the point of drafting him? I'm drafting him for him to win. Okay, you know he's just a depth piece. I know a joke was on the side of the road, like we'll play for free. You know, at a moment when he got rid of when he was with the Jets, this is worse roster in the NFL other than Carolina. Yeah. They look pretty bad, but great coaches will make guys better. The 8-9, I think, is an indication of them getting better. So they would just be that much better this year. We'll have to see what it's going to be, how it's going to look like, John. So, but yeah, now Troy Franklin, we wanted him. Josh Reynolds, we was looking at him also being a legit guy. So they got some talent around Bo Nix. Got some talent, man. Some real talent. Running backs, so they're going to be all right.
Yeah, Tim Patrick's back this year as well. Cortland Sutton as well, I believe. Yes, yep. I mean, they have good weapons. And I like Bo Nix. I mean, talk about a lot of guys who, you know, a guy who's been around the block for a while. You know, I think he had 6 years in college. It seemed like he was in college for like a decade from Auburn and Oregon. He's a solid quarterback. I was a big fan of Bo Nix in college.
Very solid quarterback.
So I'm curious to see how, you know, and I love the fact that I love when teams, when they draft a quarterback, they'll draft the guys like top target with them too, because they obviously have a rapport and chemistry already. And they stole it. I gotta say, they stole Troy Franklin in this draft. He lasted so long. I remember you and I were talking like why are Troy Franklin and Brandon Rice still on the board here? And then I think Franklin went in round four. In round four, pretty early on. And then obviously Brandon Rice went round seven to the Chargers, our other division foe. But yeah, let Bo Nix start out this year, see what we can do. And if Zach, I guess let me ask you this, JD. Everyone always talks about, you know, sitting your quarterback, like the way Falcons are probably going to do with Penix this year. They're going to sit him and let him learn from Kirk Cousins, kind of like what Mahomes did, sitting behind Alex Smith. Obviously, those are two quarterbacks, Alex Smith and Kirk Cousins, who've been around the block, you know, who were solid veteran quarterbacks who were successful. Zach Wilson hasn't really been successful. You're not really sitting behind a veteran guy and learning anything from him. Yeah, Zach Wilson has some starts under his belt. I'm sure he can teach some stuff to Bo Nix, but for the most part, eh.
But Bo Nix is your answer. If he wasn't, then why draft him? I think he is a guy they brought in to be a starter. Zach is, without a doubt, still at depth piece, but also, too, they may feel like Sean Payton working with him going to get something out of this guy. And I do believe that. I really do. So now you got an offensive-minded coach as opposed to a defensive-minded coach which you had up there with the Jets. So, Zach, I think, man, he might turn the corner. He's a young guy. You know, he's only been in the league a couple of years, so that's the thing about it. He'll learn something. Payton will get something out of him, that's for sure. That's probably the best situation for him to go into, really. You know, I think anybody else will have the type of patience they want. Peyton's going to be the guy to do it for him. Sean to get him right. He'll get him together. He's been doing it for a long time. So,
yeah. And Tim Patrick's a story that, like, I know these are the division foes, but at the end of the day, you know, we're all people, you know, and we root for these guys. Tim Patrick, you know, sad story last 2 years, torn ACL 2 years ago during training camp. Last year, tears his Achilles during training camp. And now he's back and he's looking pretty good so far at OTA. So that's a story. Like, I'll be rooting for that story. I mean, I hope he dominates this year.
Yeah.
I mean, JD, you were a player who battled from injuries. I mean, it's a tough thing as far as obviously physically, but the mental aspect, being out 2 years in a row in training camp, two different types of leg injuries, it's awful.
And, you know, man, it is tough. You're talking about being just disheveled over these things, you know, off the injuries. That's something that you can't really control. And so, I mean, year after year, I mean, just pushes you back. You start having some doubt in yourself. You start lacking. Well, also too, once you start getting that whole injury deal, you get that right there on your name. That's a title. Once you have that, man, teams start looking at, okay, this guy right here, just not gonna get it right. Injury prone, boy, that's one of the worst things you could possibly do to a professional football player. It said that they're injury prone. Okay. Takes down your pay, but also too, you know, playing time is another thing. They just don't know how they could trust you. So they talk about one guy we have on the roster like that. So you know, nobody wants to give him a break at all. Okay. So it's KT, if y'all know what I'm talking about. But yeah, that's a tough thing, man. It's a tough thing. So you rather, you know, be in battle, you know, and do it that way and you know, kind of go out on your shield, some things, man, but injuries like that, man, it's tough. It's tough.
Yeah. So rooting for him on his comeback tour this year. Hopefully he can, you know, go get out of training camp unscathed. Shout out Rob Miller. Appreciate you on another contribution, brother.
Rob, appreciate you, brother.
Professional, that's the key. It's a history. You want the rings to be flawless from top to bottom. Yes, sir. All right, JD. So now we're going to get to 2024 outlook of the Denver Broncos. So, JD, we talked about it earlier that Vegas has Denver regressing big time this year. And obviously, it's a young team, a lot of unknowns here, especially the quarterback position, which is a position you don't really want to have an unknown at the quarterback spot, but rookie nonetheless. So Vegas line has the over under for the wins for the Broncos at 5.5 wins next year. So 6 wins or a 5 loss team, 6 wins or less than that, JD. And head to head, we play them week 10 next year at Kansas City, and then we play them at the last game of the season at Denver. I believe the date is TBD, which is interesting. Week 18, but it says TBD on the date there. Obviously, they might flex that game, knowing it probably put it on Peacock, subscribe only kind of game, maybe.
Oh.
But JD, 5.5 wins. A team went 8-9 last year. Are you shocked by this number? And do you think Sean Payton will have the guys playing to be over this 5.5 number?
I do. I'm going through it right now.
I'm going to pull up their schedule as well.
Wow. This is tough.
Yeah. The first two of their three first games could be that's preseason, sorry.
Yeah. So this is what I have. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I have them at 10-7.
No way.
Yeah.
So you have every team in the AFC West being above 500 this year?
Yes, I do.
Wow.
10-7 or 9-8. I don't think they'll have less than that. 10-7 is overshooting it. Maybe I'm giving them a little bit too much credit. 9-8. I say 9-8. That's where they'll be.
Can I hear? Can you go down from week one to week 18? I'm just curious.
Yeah, absolutely. Sure. So I have them. Seattle Seahawks, they'll win that game. I have them losing to the Pittsburgh Steelers. I got them beating Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I got them beating New York Jets. I got them losing to Vegas. Then I got them beating Harbaugh because it's going to be a mile high. Okay. Then I go to the Saints. That's Sean's old team. He's got to beat them, right? It's going to be the Superdome going back. He'll win that game. Carolina Panthers, they'll win that one. Baltimore Ravens, they will lose. Kansas City Chiefs, they will lose. Atlanta Falcons. I'm just not high on the Falcons. I got them beating the Falcons. Okay. And then this is the one that was kind of questioning. That was we will put them over the whole 10 or 7 or 9 and 8 is Vegas. I got them beating Vegas. Cleveland Browns. I got them losing to the Browns. Get the bye. Come back with the Colts. Mile high. They're going to win that one. Chargers. I got them winning that one. I got them sweeping the Chargers this year. Okay. Cincinnati lost and Kansas City lost. That's what I'm looking at. That's the prediction.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm really, yeah. So we got our Broncos fan in the chat. 8-8-1. So he's got a tie in there. I can see that.
Yeah. I think they're a 9-8 team.
That week three game though against Tampa. I don't know what you're thinking about. Baker's gonna have dual Bobo Knicks.
I hear you.
It's interesting. They play Pittsburgh week two. That's gonna be a fun game. The Russ Bowl.
Yeah, yeah.
So
that's why I got them losing to them.
So okay, so you have every team in the AFC West above 500. I think you have every team at least 9 wins. Because I think you have the Raiders 9-8. Yep. I think you have Chargers 9-8 or 10-7.
Chargers, I think, was 9-8, 10-7. It was one of those questions on them too, but I think it's more 9-8, and I have them being 9-8.
So okay, of the three, since you have them all around the same area here, what team do you think has the highest chance of making the playoffs of those three teams?
Team making the highest chance.
Yeah, the highest chance of making the playoffs of those three.
I have Raiders, Chargers, and Broncos. That's what it would be. So that's what I'm looking at. Yeah.
So you think it's going to be kind of – I mean, I think you had us pretty much winning like every division game, but you think it's going to be a pretty competitive division this year?
I'm telling you, it's going to be a very competitive division. I'm seriously. You can't express how important coaching is. I mean, it's everything, because those are the ones, you know, put guys in places to win. And if somebody's not managing these guys, you don't really have a good staff, how to do it, how to win, that's the problem. That's the issues. You can always go back to the coach. And it was a blunder here and there, you know, whether it was Staley out there who was with the Chargers who couldn't manage games. At the end, it couldn't win. It was like, what are you doing? These guys that you have, two guys are seasoned coaches. Okay. They're winners. Right. I think Antonio Pierce has a great staff around him that they won't let him get in a situation that he don't know what to do. That's how I look at it. And so I'm all about coaching. I know what good coaching does, you know? So, yeah, if JD is right about these records, that would be one of the most incredible predictions ever. Noah John, no, I'm telling you. Mark my words, man. We're right on it, all right? So everybody sees it. So here old Swami comes out. Old Swami, you know what I mean? That's what it's going to be. So just be ready. When the season comes, put these bets down, all right? I let Marcus and them tweak the details of it, all right? I'll worry about the win and losses, okay?
Well, I mean, yeah, I honestly, like, it's fun to have a competitive division. We talked about this a couple weeks ago with the Raiders, you know, being that rivalry being kind of renewed again. You know, the whole Antonio Pierce bringing out the Jordan rules. And then you have Harbaugh, you have Sean Payton, you have, you know, you have experience in the division again. I don't think any of these teams are going to give us a run for their money as far as winning the division, but I do think, you know, it's going to be a close one as far as having multiple teams probably vying for those wild card spots.
Yeah. Look, and I'm telling these three coaches, I'm just thinking about this, because you know, you had the whole bounty gate down there in New Orleans, you know.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Sean, Antonio Pierce, I know he's going to try to run through your neck. Huh? And Harbaugh, that joke right here says he ain't going to back up for nothing. So we're talking about three coaches. I'm telling you, and I keep going back to the coaching. The team is going to embody who these guys are. They're going to embody it. This is going to be a very, very tough division. It's going to be a very tough one. So we'll have to see. It's going to be one of the toughest in the NFL. Put it that way, right? First, you're trying to sour everything the Chiefs do. Okay, trying to keep them out of it. It is going to be a brawl every single time. Ballroom brawl. It's going to be one of those things. Throwing punches, uppercuts, you know, kneeing you. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. Everybody else, when I start looking around the NFL, other division I think is going to be a tough one is, you know, NFC North. It's going to be a very tough division.
Yep.
So everything else, man, guys, should be able to run through, you know, fairly easy. Okay. But we'll just have to check, man. It's going to be good.
Well, last few years, if you look in the AFC, the teams that have dominated as far as the wild card spots have been the AFC East and the AFC North. So it's not out of this realm to have three teams in the playoffs based on with having the bigger amount of teams making the playoffs now. You know, the Browns, Ravens, Bengals in years past. A couple years ago, you had Dolphins, Bills, and Patriots. So, I mean, there's definitely potential to have three teams representing the AFC West in the playoffs this year.
It'd be incredible. It'd be incredible. We'll be probably in that conversation, in that realm of these guys toward the end of the season. And when I'm going through, you know, the key games, they got to win. You know, I said that they're going to beat the Chargers. You know, they'll beat the Colts. So Vegas, I think they split with Vegas that I had. Then I did. So Denver will get a couple wins, man. They're going to sneak some wins over. We'll run the division. We'll run them all. I don't think we're going to lose a game, okay, against none of these guys. But everybody else outside of here, shoot, I think they got a pretty doable schedule, let me put it that way. So,
yeah, a lot of these teams, I think when I was looking at the Chargers schedule last week, I was like, oh, man, they have a lot of – it's a really easy schedule they had. Well, not really easy, but, you know, it was compared to ours, everyone's schedule is really easy.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
Yeah. It's going to be an interesting one in the AFC West this year.
Yeah. So I asked everybody in the chat, so give me your what it's going to be. How do you going to rate them, you know, in AFC for us?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Give us the top four teams in the AFC West, rankings, yeah. one through four. And I also want to see Mile High. I want to see where you have teams one through four. I want to see, you know, if you're realistic, if you're an objective fan, you're realistic about it, and you have Kansas City as number one. I was just testing.
Yeah, we know, you know, Kansas City, but everybody else after that, see how everybody's thinking.
Yeah, I mean, it is interesting. If you look at the talent of coaches in our division based on every other division, I gotta say us, right? It's probably the if you rank coaches by division,
absolutely,
collectively has to be our division.
Oh, no question. I mean, shoot, let me think. Well, no, I mean, shoot, for real.
Yeah, it's not even, I mean, you paid in Harbaugh alone.
That's it.
And you add Andy in the mix. Yeah, Pierce doesn't have the resumes that other guys do, but those three together kind of pushes up that the ranking of the coaches in our division.
Mm-hmm.
So who's an AFC West playoff team besides Kansas City? You think Raiders, Chargers?
I think Raiders or Chargers are those guys. Yeah. Charles drop with Raiders, Donkeys, Chargers. Okay. All right. I like it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, should be a good time this year in the division. Yeah. Wendy, Chiefs, Vegas, Cali, Broncos. Okay. Yeah. I think that's where I have it too. I am excited to see Bo Nix. I think Bo Nix will be long term wise. They could be a solid NFL quarterback. So I'm looking forward to seeing his career.
Yeah. So Charles and Winnie do believe that Vegas is probably the second best team in AFC West. I agree. That would definitely make Pierce coach of the year. Yeah.
Yeah. You're going through the gauntlet of the AFC West and you make the playoffs. Yeah, I would say so.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, Lacey comes in. Chiefs, Chargers, Raiders, Broncos. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Interesting. Yeah. It's going to be fun. I can't wait. And I hope everyone took something away from our AFC West series. I know, we hone in on the Chiefs every week. And, it was a nice way to kind of hone in on the AFC West to kind of, catch everybody up on what teams lost, what teams gained this offseason. So we hope you guys really enjoyed our AFC West series. And we also hope the Broncos fans, Chargers fans, and Raiders fans gain a lot from our podcast as well.
Yeah. Yeah. We love them coming over and visiting and saying hi to us. We're going to have some good conversation this year, Marcus. We start for the games. I'm going to make sure I'm going to get some former Broncos coming to come talk to us during that time. So we can just talk noise to one another and see how they're going to do. I like to hear their opinion of it. So.
Sure. Yeah. But we hope everyone enjoyed the episode tonight, and we hope everyone enjoyed the AFC West series and our look into the Broncos this upcoming season. It was good to see you guys on a Monday night. JD, love you, brother.
My brother, love you too. Everybody, you have a good night. We will see you all on Wednesday. Let y'all know a little bit if something pops up, having somebody on. I think we're going to get somebody on Wednesday to kind of kick some things off, man, talk a little ball, a little shop. Obviously, we don't get to talk about some other things as well. Real quick, I don't know what we're going to talk about on Wednesday night, man. What do you think about the whole bug situation?
Ugh. Yeah, that's a rough one, man.
Yeah.
Because you have the dog situation, and then you have this situation now. It's adding up, and it's what we talked about with the whole Rice situation. It's like if you don't act as a team – it adds to controversy and then media questions, and that mounts up and that becomes a whole new distraction. It's like, just do away with it,
Yeah. We'll talk about it on Wednesday. Okay.
Yeah.
In depth somewhat. So that should be good. Listen, everybody, Sandman Ghost Hunter 1974. I know Sandman just getting in about time. Andrea, Wendy, Gary, Charles Driver, John Clifford. I'm the Brown. Appreciate Lacey Snake. Everybody, Gary Holland. Baja salute, DB Ford. Appreciate you, brother, for showing up and come talk and giving you peace, all right? We appreciate every bit of it. Noah Marshall, my guy. Hope you're doing well out that way, all right? Let me see. Who else? Shoot, everybody else? Hey, y'all take it easy. We love y'all. See y'all on Wednesday, okay? Y'all be good.
See everybody. Hope you guys have a good night. We'll see you guys Wednesday.
Yes, sir. All right, brother. Love you.
Hi, everybody. Thanks for watching. Subscribe here to get the latest from the show. Also, be sure to check out the best clips from Chief Concerns. And if you prefer to listen to the show, subscribe and follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and anywhere else you get your podcasts.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.